Okay. Good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Menachos Daf Tzadi Beis. We are holding at the Mishnah on the very top of Daf Tzadi Beis Amud Aleph. Today's share is sponsored once again by Dr. David Lander and honor of his wife and children, and Lili Nishmas, his mother, Golda Bas Simcha, Aleha Shalom, as well as by Eliza and Aaron Hertz and family, in memory of Eliza's father, Judge Noach Deer, Zichrono Levracha, Noach ben Meshulam Shraga, whose sixth yahrzeit was yesterday. The Neshama should have an Aliyah. We thank both sponsors very, very much for the sponsorship. So what we're going to talk about today is the Mishnah is going to tell us about which karbanos do and do not require smicha, and the entire daf is going to be about smicha. So the Mishnah is going to give the basic rule that karbanos tzibur don't get smicha, karbanos yachid do get smicha, with two or three exceptions in either direction. The Gemara is going to bring a machlokas tanoim, whether the Kohen Gadol doing smicha on the Seir Mishtaleach, which is a beferish pasuk, that the Kohen Gadol does smicha on the Seir Mishtaleach, does that count as a smicha that is done on a carbon tzibur? Do we consider that to be one of the smichos that are done on a carbon tzibur? And the Gemara is going to relate that machlokas to a machlokas about who gets kapara from the Seir Mishtaleach. Then we're going to have a machlokas tanoim whether the Seir Avodos Kochavim gets smicha. And then the Gemara is going to discuss why it is that we need both drushes from Pesukim as well as a halacha l'moshe misinai to teach that there are two karbanos tzibur that get smicha. Wouldn't we have sufficed with either halacha l'moshe misinai or drushos from Sukkim? Why do we need both? And then at the end of the daf, we're going to talk about how we know that Bechor, Meiser, and Pesach, which are Karbanos Yachid, don't get Smicha. So is it derived from Psukim? Is it derived from some sort of other place, from Lech Lemosh Misinai, or a tradition of some sort? And if it's not derived from Psukim, what do we use the Psukim that we think we could derive it from for? So that's going to be at the very end of the daf. So let's begin again. The entire daf is all about Smicha, the Smicha that they would do on the Karbanos. So Kol Karbanos HaTzibur Ein Ben Smicha. The basic rule is that Karbanos Tzibur do not get Smicha, chutz, with the exceptions of Min HaPara Baal Al Kol HaMitzvos, a par that is brought if Beis Din made a mistake and they were Matir, one of the mitzvos that the halacha would normally be that if you do it B'mezid Yichayev Kareis, and if you do it B'shogeg Yichayev Chatas, and Rov Klal Yisrael follows the Hora'ah of the Beis Din, so the Sanhedrin does Smicha on this, what we call a Par Helim Davar Shel Tzibur. The pasuk says, "Beferish v'sam chuzikne edes yideim al rosh hapar." So there's a machlokas tanoim in the first mishnah Masech Sanhedrin. How many members of the Sanhedrin need to do the smicha? According to Rabbi Shimon, the smicha sekenim is b'shlosha. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it's b'chamisha. The Rambam paskins like Rabbi Shimon that it's b'shlosha. So they don't all do the smicha at one time either. They do it b'zeh achar zeh. But the point is that it does get smicha even though it's a karban tzibur, because the Rov Klal Yisrael is the ones that did the Avera by following the Psak of the Sanhedrin HaGadol. Usir Mishtalech, the Sir La'azazel also gets Smicha on Yom HaKippurim. The Kohen Gadol does the Smicha. That's also Beferish in the Pasuk V'samach Aaron Eshtei Yadav Al Rosh HaSi'ir HaChai. So that certainly is going to get Smicha. Rabbi Shimon Omer Av Si'ir Avod Chavim, that is a Si'ir that the Tzibur brings as a Karban Chatos if Beis Din made a mistake and were Matir an Avera relating to Avodah Zarah, and then Rov of the Tzibur followed that Psak Halacha, so that also is going to require Smicha. Now obviously all of these are behemoths. We never ever do Smicha on an oaf, but these are the exceptions to the rule that a Karban Tzibur generally does not get Smicha. Kol HaKarbanos Yachid Tu'unin Smicha, all Karbanos Yachid do get Smicha with three exceptions, Chutz Min HaBechar V'Amaser V'Pesach, except for a Bechar Behema Tahora, Meiser Behema, and Karban Pesach, those do not get smicha. And all the Karbanos Hayach that are in the Torah, the din of smicha is explicit by them. By these three, it doesn't say it anywhere in the Torah that they get smicha. So the only place we would learn it from, the Gemara we're going to see in the Gemara, is if there's some way to derive it from the other Karbanos Yachid. But just a simple reading of Chumash would yield the result that these three are the only Kabbarnas Yachid that don't get Smicha, because all the other Kabbarnas Yachid, it says Beferish that they do. And these three, it doesn't say anything. So the implication is that they don't. Vahayoresh, someone who yarshins his father's carbon, his father was chayiv to bring a carbonola or a carbon shlam or something like that, and then the father dies. So Samech, the Yoresh does Smicha on the carbon as well. Maybe Nesachim, and not only that, the Yoresh brings in the Nesachim that the father would have had to bring with the carbon. Umeimar, and Yoresh can also affect a Temura on the carbon that he yarshins if he does a Temura with another animal. So where both Kabanos, both animals become Kedoshim as if the father would have done the Temura. Only the Bailim is able to do a Temura. I can't walk over to someone else's carbon and make a Temura, but the Yoresh becomes the Bailim of the carbon. So he's the one that has the ability to do Temura. Now the idea that he has to bring the Sachim is an interesting one, because normally the person who's chayiv the karban has to pay for the nesachim. So the father was the one who committed himself to bring this shlam or this ola, so he's the one that committed to bring the nesachim. Thing is, we're talking about a case over here. The father dropped dead, he left a karban, but he didn't leave nesachim. So there's a machlokes achronim about that. The Tosfos Yom Tov writes that he only has to bring the nesachim if he yarshin the nesachim from his father as well. Generally his father's estate, that the guy who's Yorish, the Nechasim of his father, will bring the Nesachim of his father, because if he yarshined the estate, so then he has money with which to bring it, and all that, it was from the father, and that's why it says Yorish, that only if he's Yorish Nechasim does he bring the Nesachim. However, in the Or Gadol on the Mishnayos, he disagrees. He says that even a Yorish that was not Yorish anything from the father, he's not Yorish any money from the father, has to pay for the Nesachim out of pocket, because he's now considered the Bailim on the Karban. He's enough of a Bailim to do Smich on the Karban, he's enough of a Bailim to make a Temura on the Karban, so there must be that he gets some level of Kapara from this Karban, so he's a Bailim enough to have to pay out of pocket for the Nesachim. And that's what the Mikdash David holds as well, and he says that after all, Yorish is no better than someone who finds a carbon, and the Mishnah Masechta Shkalim says that Mikra Din, if someone finds a carbon, he's chayiv to bring the Nesachim with it. Okay, they made Takanas Rabbanan so that people don't ignore carbonos that they find, but Mikra Din, he'd be chayiv to bring it. So for a Yoresh, he's going to be chayiv to pay for the Nesachim out of pocket as well. But primarily, what this Mishnah was about was which carbonos tzibur are the exceptions to the rule and do require smicha, which carbonos yachid are the exceptions to the rule and don't require smicha. So we start with the conversation about carbonos tzibur. Tan Rabbanan. So the Braisa elaborates. Kol karbonos tzibur, all karbonos tzibur, ein behem smicha. The basic rule is that there's no smicha on the karbon tzibur, chutz mi parabal kol mitzvos, except for the parabal kol mitzvos that the tzibur brings when Bezin made an erroneous psak and they the rov tzibur followed it, and it relates to a matter that if you do it b'mezi yichayev karis b'shogig yichayev chatas usir yevod tzchavim, and the seir that the tzibur brings if the Bezin made a mistaken psak relating to Avodah Zarah and Rov Yisrael followed their psak. Divrei Rabbi Shimon, those are the two cases of Kabbalah Sibur that get smicha. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Siri Avodah Zchavim ain ben smicha. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, Siri Avodah Zarah, there is no smicha. Vesmiya vitachteim, so how am I going to be mashlim the list that you need to have two Kabbalah Sibur that do get smicha? What am I going to substitute for the Siri Avodah Zchavim that don't get smicha? Sir Mishtalech. So must be that the Sir Mishtalech, which is a Beferish Pasuk, that it gets Smicha, that's the second Korban Sibur that gets Smicha. So it says, what kind of conversation is this? Losagi Deloma Ayil, who told you that you need to have two items on the list? Meaning if there's only one, there's only one. Meaning why do you have to say as Mi Avitachtayim, that there's got to be a replacement if you're going to exclude one Korban Sibur from Smicha, there needs to be another Korban Sibur that gets Smicha? So Amar Avinu, Gemiri Shtei Smichas B'Tzibur. Yeah, there has to be a list, because there has to be two, because Gemiri, Rashi writes on Daf Samach Beis, that Gemiri over here means Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. That's consistent with Rashi throughout Shas, that Rashi always says Gemiri and Hilchsa Gemiri La. Those phrases always mean Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. So it's Halacha L'Moshe Misinai that there are two Karbanos Tzibur that get Smicha. The Rambam is not does not always, as we mentioned the other day, does not always assume that Gemiri and Hilchsa Gemiri La mean Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. It means that there's an old tradition that we knew that was the case, and sometimes that tradition is so old that it goes back to the Moshe Misinai, and sometimes we're not sure where the tradition came from, but we know it to be true because they had very rich traditions in learning, so they knew that was the case. So they knew that they had to have two Karbanos Tzibur that required Smicha. So if you're going to knock out Siri Avodas Chavim, you're going to need to replace it with something else. So Amar lo Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon said to Rabbi Yehuda, how can the Seir Mishtalech count as one of the two Karbanos Tzibur that get Smicha, v'lo ein Smicha l'bebailim? The basic rule of Smicha is only the Bailim can do Smicha, right? That was the Chiddush of Yoresh, that only a Bailim is able to do Smicha. V'zeh aron u'banav samchim bo. And while it's true that the Seir Mishtalech for sure gets Smicha, because it's a Beferish Apasuk, but it's aron u'banav, it's the Kohen Gadol that does the Smicha. It says, v'samach aron eshtei adav al rosh ha-seir ha-chai. It's pretty explicit. They're not the Bailim of the Karban. So Memela, this Smicha does not count as a regular Smicha. This Smicha is an anomaly. It is not one of the two Smichas of a Karban Tzibur that gets Smichas Bailim. So Amar lo, Rabbi Yehuda said back to Rabbi Shimon, Avzeh Aron Ubanav Mischapren Bo. What do you mean it's not a Smicha Bebailim? The Seir Mishtalech is considered to be a Smicha Bebailim when the Kohen Gadol does Smicha with it, because the Kohen Gadol also gets Kapara from the Seir Mishtalech along with the rest of Klal Yisrael. So they are also considered the Bailim of the Karban, because Rabbi Yehuda's Shita is that the Seir Mishtalech is Mechaper both for the rest of Klal Yisrael and for the Kohanim Al Kol Averos, except for Tumas Mikdash U'Kedashav, which we're going to discuss how they get Kapara for the Avera of Tumas Mikdash U'Kedashav. But it does function as a Mechaper for the Kohen Gadol, and therefore that does count as one of the smichas. So says the Gemara, this machlokas, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, really relates to a different machlokas, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, meaning the machlokas whether the smicha done on the Seir Mishtalech counts as one of the smichos, as one of the Karbanos Tzibur that gets smicha, is totally in a machlokas as to who gets kapara with what. There's another machlokas in terms of what the Seir Mishtalech, or who the Seir Mishtalech is mechaper for. Now, typically, when the Kohen Gadol does Avoda on Yom Kippur, he brings par and shnei si'irim l'chatas. He says a vidoy on the par twice, one for his own averos and the other for the averos of the other Kohanim. And on the shnei ha-si'irim, he is matil l'goral, echel la'ashem, and echel la'azazel. So the one that's la'ashem is the si'ir nasa b'fnim. He doesn't say a vidoy on that one at all. The one that goes la'azazel, that's the one that the Kohen Gadol says a vidoy on for the averos of all of Am Yisrael. So Amar Rabbi Yirmiyah va'azdu l'tamayu. This machlokas Rabbi Yudin and Rabbi Shimon, as far as whether the Seir Mishtalech counts as one of the Kabbalah Sibur that gets smicha, is lishitasam d'tanya, because we have a brisa that discusses when it comes to the par and the seir that the Kohen Gadol is makrav Yom Kippur. The pasuk says v'chiper es mikdash hakodesh v'sol meid v'smizbech yichaper v'alkonim al kol am hakal yichaper. So we darshin v'chiper es mikdash hakodesh zelifnei v'lifnim. That refers to the Kodesh HaKadoshim, that the par and the seir are mechaper for someone who went into the Kodesh HaKadoshim bituma, right? Which is multiple. Right? You're never supposed to go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim except for the Kohen Gadol and Yom Kippur. So that's mechaper for someone who goes into the Kodesh HaKadoshim while tamei v'esovel moed zehechal. That's mechaper for someone who came into the hechal bituma mizbeach kimashma'o. The par and the seir are mechaper for someone who touched the mizbeach in a state of tuma. That's how Rashi says over here. Rashi Masech Shvu says it's mechaper for a tamei person who is maktir ketores on the mizbeach hazahav. So either it's referring to the mizbeach hazahav, the mizbeach haketores, and it's about being maktir ketores on it b'tuma, or it's about the big mizbeach and just touching it in a state of tuma. Yichaper elu azaros. The par and the seir are mechaper for someone who came into the azara in a the state of Tumah, and all these, for all of these averos of Tumas Mikdash Kedashav, the par is mechaper for Kohanim, and the seer is mechaper for everybody else, for Yisraelim. So the pasuk then goes on, Kohanim kimashma'an al kol amakal elu Yisrael. That Kohanim means that the Kohanim get their kapara. Al kol amakal means the Yisraelim get their kapara. Yechaper elu alevim, and then the word yechaper tells me that the levim get the kapara. So hushvukulon the kapara achas, the Kohanim, levim, Yisraelim get one single kapara, namely shemischaper b'sir mishtalech divir Rabbi Yehuda, that all of them get kapara for other averos other than tumas mikdash u'kedashav through the seer mishtalech, meaning even the kohen, which includes the kohen gadol, will get their kapara for all other averos through the seer mishtalech, and therefore the kohen gadol is ki'ilu one of the bailim on the seer mishtalech, so he's therefore authorized to do smicha on the seer mishtalech. Now, as far as tumas mikdash u'kedashav, certainly that's not hushvu kulam, right? They don't all get the kapara from the same karban when it comes to tumas mikdash u'kedashav, because the par is mechaper for the kohen, for the kohanim, and the seer nasa bifnim is mechaper for klali, for the rest of Yisrael. That as Rashi points out, that's beferush in the Gemara in Masechta Shavuos. Now Tosfos asks, well, that's great. So now I understand where everybody gets kapara for shara verus. That's the seer mishtalech. I understand where kohanim get kapara for tumas mikdash u'kedashav. That's the par, and I understand where Yisraelim get kapara for tumas mikdash u'kedashav. That's the seer anasa bifnim. That's the seer laHashem. Where do Levim get kapara for tumas mikdash u'kedashav? I mean, that we didn't account for. We said Kohanim, Levim, Yisrael, Kulam Hushvu for Shar Averos. We identified how Kohanim get kapara for Tumas Mikdash Kedashav, and how Yisraelim get kapara for Tumas Mikdash Kedashav. Levim, Lechor, are stuck. They can't be mischaper with the Seer Nasa Bifnim, because it says Asher La'am, and the Levim are not called the Am, and they're not mischaper with the Parush Al Aron, because that's only mischaper for Kohanim. So Tosu says that since there's a drasha that says yichaper elu alavim, so the levim are mischaper with the seer and nasa bifnim, that the Torah is being makish levim to kol ha'am in this context. So even though generally speaking levim are not considered part of am, they're above the am, they're not part of am, but over here there's a special akish that links them in with the rest of klal Yisrael. Okay, that is Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. Rabbi Shimon says that I agree with Rabbi Yehuda on one level, Keshem Shadam Seir and Nasa Bifnim Mechapra L'Yisrael Al Tumas Mikdash U'Kedashav, just like the Seir LaHashem is Mechapra for Yisraelim Al Tumas Mikdash U'Kedashav, Kach Dam Hapar Mechapra Al Kohanim Al Tumas Mikdash U'Kedashav. I agree that the Kohanim will get their Kapara for Tumas Mikdash U'Kedashav with the Dam Hapar, so we're on the same page as far as that's concerned. However, here's where I diverge from the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda thinks that the Kohanim get kapara with the seer mishtalech for shar averos? No, I don't think that that's the case. Keshem shevidui shel seer mishtalech mechapra al Yisrael b'shar averos, kach vidui shel par mechapra al Kohanim b'shar averos. That if the rest of Klal Yisrael gets kapara for shar averos with the seer mishtalech, the Kohanim get kapara from the par for shar averos. And that's what Rabbi Shimon is saying, that since the seer mishtalech is not mechaper at all for Kohanim when Aaron Ubanov do the smicha and the seer mishtalech, they're not the bailim, so that doesn't count as a carbon sibur that gets smicha, because this smicha is not a regular smicha, it's not a smicha bebailim. So Rabbi Shimon havadei hushvu. Rabbi Shimon would respond that the Kohanim, Levim, and Yisraelim all are in it together for one kapara, because that's what we darshan from the pasuk. We said v'al kohanim v'al kol amakahol yichaper. So according to Rabbi Shimon, we're asking, meaning what's Rabbi Shimon going to do with the fact that we equate created the Kohanim, Leviim, and Yisraelim all in one pasuk. We said, Val Kohanim, that's the Kohanim, Val Kolam Akal, that's the Yisraelim, Yichaper Elu Leviim, and I understand Rabbi Yehuda said, very good, that all three are Hushvu Kulam for one Kapara, for Shara Veros, on the Seir Mishtaleach. But according to Rabbi Shimon, that the Seir Mishtaleach is not Mechaper for Kohanim, what are you going to do with the fact that they're Hushvu? So says Mar Ian, Hushvu Dibnei Kapara Ninu, Miu Kol Chad V'chad Mechaper B'dinafshei. They're Hushvu in the sense that they all get some sort of Kapara. There is a Kapara is available to all of them on Yom Kippur in different ways. That the rest of the Am is going to get Kapara with the Seir Mishtaleach, whereas the Kohanim are going to get Kapara not from the Seir Mishtaleach, and therefore the Rabbi Shimon remains consistent that it's not considered smicha bebailim. So the Gemara now just sums up what we just said. Rabbi Yehuda, Tumas Mikdash Kedoshav Yisrael Mechapri B'dam Seir Nasa B'fnim. According to Rabbi Yehuda, when it comes to Tumas Mikdash Kedoshav, the Yisraelim get kapara with the Seir B'fnim, the Kohanim bepar shalaron, and the Kohanim with the par. Ubishar Averos, and when it comes to all other Averos, Elu ve'elu Mechapri, then both the Kohanim and the Yisraelim get their kapara through the Seir Mishtaleach. Ulu Rabbi Shimon, b'shar averus nami Kohanim b'vidui de parmes chapri, that by shar averus the Kohanim will not get their kapara from the Seir Mishtaleach, rather they get the kapara from the par shal aron on shar averus, not only on tumas mikdash u'kedoshav, because the dama par alone is what's mechaper for tumas mikdash u'kedoshav, and the vidui that's on the par is mechaper on shar averus. Meaning the way that Rabbi Shimon will break it down is that the reason the par shel Aaron has the capacity to be mechaper both for Tumas Mikdash Kedoshav as well as Shar Averus of Kohanim is because there are two elements of the par of shel Aaron. There's the dam hapar and then there's the vidoy on the par. So the dam hapar is mechaper for Tumas Mikdash Kedoshav. The vidoy on the par is mechaper for Shar Averus, whereas the Seir Mishtaleach is only mechaper for Yisrael. So that is the summary of the whole machlokas. So the Gemara says kidiktani, and it's beferish really in the Mishnah in Maseches Shavuos that the Mishnah tells us echad Yisrael vechad Kohanim vechad Kohen Mashiach, whether the Yisrael and the Kohanim or the Kohen Gadol who's Mashiach b'shem Mishcha, they all have the same benefit from the Seir Mishtaleach that it covers Shar Averos other than Tumas Mikdash Kedoshav. Ma bein Yisrael Kohanim l'Kohen Mashiach. What's the difference between Yisraelim and Kohanim and the Kohen Gadol? El Shadama Par Mechaper l'Kohanim al Tumas Mikdash Kedoshav. The Dama Par is Mechaper for Kohanim for Tumas Mikdash Kedoshav, whereas the Dama Seir Anasa Bifnim is Mechaper for Yisrael for Tumas Mikdash Kedoshav. Zo Divri Rabbi Yehuda. That's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. For Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Shimon says, I agree to Rabbi Yehuda Kshem Shadama Seir Anasa Bifnim Mechaper Yisrael Kach Dama Par Mechaper l'Kohanim. I do agree that just like the Dama Seir Nasa Bifnim is Mechaper for Tumas Mikdash Kedoshav for Yisraelim, the Dama Par is Mechaper for Tumas Mikdash Kedoshav for Kohanim. But I disagree with Rabbi Yehuda in that he holds that the Kohanim are Mechaper with the Seir Mishtaleach for Shara Veros, and I hold not that way. Keshem Sheviduyo Shal Sar Mishtaleach Mechaper al Yisrael, Kach Viduyo Shal Par Mechaper al Kohanim. I hold that the Viduy of the Seir Mishtaleach is Mechaper for Yisrael, and in that we're in agreement for on Shara Veros, but I hold the Vidoy of the Par is Mechaper for Kohanim for Shara Veros. So it's not the Seir Mishtaleach, it's the Par that's Mechaper for Kohanim on Shara Veros. A very repetitive Gemara, right? Meaning we understand. So that's the Machlokas Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, and that Machlokas Rabbi Shimon, whether the Seir Mishtaleach is Mechaper for Kohanim, will therefore have an impact on whether we view the Smicha that the Kohen Gadol does on the Seir Mishtaleach as Smicha Bebailim. If it is Smicha Bebailim, so great, that could count as one of the two smichas that a Korban Tzibur is going to get. If it's not considered smicha bebailim, so then it doesn't count as one of the two smichas that a Korban Tzibur gets, because it's just an anomaly, it's just an unusual type of thing. So now the Gemara discusses whether there's smicha by Seiri Avod Zchavim. Tan Rabbanan, we have a brisa when it says by the Paralim Dover Shal Tzibur, v'samchu ziknei eda es yedeim al rosh hapar. So we learn, par toten smicha, ve'in Seir Avod Zchavim tun smicha, that it's dafka the par that requires smicha, but Seiri Avod Zchavim do not require smicha, because the pasuk had already said, v'ikrivu akal par ben bakar lechatas. So it didn't need to say that v'samchu ziknei edes yideim al rosh hapar. It could have just said al rosho. We had already identified in a previous pasuk exactly what kind of animal we're talking about. So therefore, when it says al rosh hapar, it's open for a drasha, and the drasha that Rabbi Yehuda is making is that a par el mdavar shetzibur gets smicha, but siri avodz chavim, when the same thing happens, except with an avera related to avodah zara, as opposed to some other avera for which you chayiv karis b'mezid and chatas b'shogeg. You're not going to have smicha. That is Rabbi Yehuda's shita. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Shimon says no. The limud from the pasuk is parton smicha bezikenim, that you need the ziknei eida to do smicha on a par, because that's what the pasuk says. V'samchu ziknei eida ve'in siri avos chavim tuna smicha bezikenim ela ba'aron. That it's not the siri avos chavim does get smicha. It's just somebody else does the smicha. It's not the ziknei eida. It's the Kohanim that do the smicha, and that's true. Even if the Kohanim were not the ones that are Ovid Avodah Zarah, the Kohanim in this matter are representatives of Klal Yisrael. The Klal Yisrael did the Avodah Zarah, Rov Hatzibur did the Avodah Zarah, and the Kohanim are going to be the ones that do the smicha. So says Gemara, is that true or a minu? But I have another brisa that discusses the Sir Mishtaleach, and it says Hachai. It says that V'samach Aron Hashtei Yad Aval Rosh Hasir Hachai. That he does the smicha on the surviving seir. So hachai is the seir mishtaleach toun smicha ve'in seir v'schavtun smicha. Isn't that the miut that we learn that dafka the seir mishtaleach gets smicha, but seir v'schavtun don't get smicha? Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Meaning in the first brisa we said, how do I know that there's no smicha for the seir v'dzara? Because it's from the word par, that par toun smicha, but not seir v'schavtun. In this brisa, it's not from par, it's from the seir mishtaleach, that the seir achai requires smicha, but the seir avos chavim do not require smicha. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Shimon says, no, the limud is achai ta'un smicha ba'aron, that the seir mishtaleach gets smicha from Aaron HaKohen, from the Kohen Gadol, vein seir avos chavim to smicha ba'aron el bezkenim, whereas the seir avos chavim don't get smicha from Aaron, from a Kohen, they get smicha from the zekenim. So there's a steer in the brisa, that the first brisa said that according to Rabbi Shimon, who does the smicha on the seir avod chavim? It's the Kohen that does the smicha. The second brisa has, according to Rabbi Shimon, meaning there's a stira in terms of which pasuk Rabbi Yehuda darshins from, but at least it yields the same halacha, that the seir avod chavim doesn't get smicha. Whereas Rabbi Shimon's shita, it's actually a stira in terms of halacha, that in the first brisa, Rabbi Shimon's shita is that the smicha is being done by on the seir avod chavim by a Kohen. In the second brisa, Rabbi Shimon Shita is that the smicha on the seir avos chavim is being done by zekenim and not by the kohen. So it's a stira in halacha within the shita of Rabbi Shimon. So says Mar Amrav Sheshes v'tizbara dahach kamaisa mitaretzdayi. Do you think that first brisa is an authoritative brisa, that it is correct? The brisa, it says in that brisa that according to Rabbi Shimon, the smicha that you do by seir avos chavim is done by the kohanim. Hamar Rabbi Shimon smicha bebayil beinan, but that doesn't make any sense, because when it came to the Seir HaMishtaleach, the smicha that the Kohen Gadol does on the Seir HaMishtaleach doesn't count, because you need smicha bebailim, and the Kohanim are not the bailim. So that first brisa doesn't make any sense anyway, because that first brisa says that Rabbi Shimon holds that the Kohanim are the ones that do the smicha on the Seir Avodah Zarah. What do the Kohanim have to do with the Seir Avodah Zarah? They maybe didn't do Avodah Zarah at all. Now they are a chelik of Klal Yisrael, but Rabbi Shimon's shita in Maseches Horios is that each and every shevet brings a korban b'fnei atzmo. So that's going to turn out that, meaning Rabbi Shimon's shita is that when there's siri avodas chavim, the Beis Hagadol Sanhedrin Hagadol gave a mistaken psak related to avodas zara. Rov of the tzibur, rov of each shevet followed that psak. So now you don't need one siri avodas chavim; you need a siri avodas chavim for each and every shevet. And who does smicha on the Seer of Elzchem for each and every Shevet? The Kohanim. But the Kohanim don't belong to each and every Shevet. So they're not getting Kabbalah. They're not the Bailim on the Kabbalos of each and every Shevet, on the Seer of Elzchem of each and every Shevet. So according to Rabbi Shimon, that you need Smicha Bebailim, how does this make any sense that the Kohanim are going to be the ones doing the Smicha? So the first Brisa doesn't work. It must be mistaken. Elitz Ritzachi. So you have to be Metaritz, the Seer in the Brisa as follows. That from the pasuk that says by Paral and Dover Shel Tzibur, Hapar, we learn Parton Smicha, Vein Tzir Evel Zchavim Tum Smicha Div Rabbi Yehuda. Now, like Rabbi Yehuda said in the first Brisa, we learn from the word Hapar that Tzir Evel Zchavim do not get Smicha at all. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Shimon says, I cannot derive from Par that Tzir Evel Zchavim do not get Smicha, because you cannot be Mema'it Seir from a Pasuk that's about a Par. I can only look at the Pasuk about the Seir Mishtaleach, which actually talks about a seer, and then I can use that to be mimayid a seer. So what does it say by the seer Mishtaleach? It says hachai. So from there you could be mimayid seer evel zchavim. The chai ton smicha ba'aron ve'ein seer evel zchavim tum smicha ba'aron el b'zakenin. And from the hachai, I'm going to learn that a par gets smicha, that the seer Mishtaleach rather gets smicha ba'aron, whereas the seer evel zchavim get smicha from the zakenim. Vahachi ka'amar le Rabbi Shimon le Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Shimon is saying to Rabbi Yehuda as follows: the halacha that you're suggesting that Seir Avos Chavim don't get smicha is incorrect. Seir Avos Chavim bo smicha. They absolutely do get smicha. V'yishmi alach de lo bo smicha. If you have some sort of tradition from your rebbeim that the Seir Avos Chavim don't get smicha, ba'aron hu de shmi alach. You must have heard half the sentence, because probably what you heard is that Aaron HaKohen is not the one that does smicha on it, that you don't need smichas kohanim on it, but you do get smichas zakenim umiuta me'achayhu, and it's based on the miut from hachai, and it's not from hapar like you wanted to learn. So we're memayit siravos chavim, but only from smichas kohen, not from smicha entirely, and it's from hachai, and it's not from par. Rabbi Yehuda, why did Rabbi Yehuda need to be memayit from a pasuk that siravos chavim don't get smicha? After all, shouldn't Rabbi Yehuda just have the halachal Moshe? Wouldn't the halachal Moshe Sinai suffice from a Rabbi Yehuda perspective? Meaning, if he's going to tally up how many Kabbalas Tzibur are getting smicha, so he's got the Paralim Dover Shel Tzibur, and he's already got the Seir Mishtaleach. So right there, you filled the quota. So Seir Evel Zchavim obviously don't get smicha, because you have this tradition, you have this halachal Moshe Sinai that there are only two, and he already has two. So why does he need to make a drasha? He's got to make a drasha from a par that Seir Evel Zchavim don't get smicha. Of course they don't get smicha. It's a Karban Tzibur, and we already have two Karban Tzibur to get smicha. So it says more Girsa B'Alma. You're right, he doesn't really need the pasuk. It's a Girsa B'Alma. Rashi says Girsa B'Alma is the language we would normally use as Asmachta B'Alma. That this is an Asmachta, it's not a real drasha from a pasuk. So now the Gemara asks on Rabbi Shimon, who holds that Seir Evel Zchavim do get smicha. For Rabbi Shimon, Seir Evel Zchavim debay smicha minalan. How does Rabbi Shimon know that there is smicha on Seir Evel Zchavim? Meaning we said Rabbi Shimon is memait from Hachai, that you don't get smichas kohanim. It's just smichas zakenim. So how does Rabbi Shimon know that that's what the pasuk means? Maybe the pasuk is telling us you don't get smichas kohanim, or anything else, or any other smicha. How do you know that it's telling me that we move the smicha from the Kohanim to the Zakenim? Maybe it's that we remove the smicha, and that there's no smicha whatsoever. So says Gemara, Nafkalan Midatanya. He derives it from the from what it says in the following, as it says in the following brisa, that by the seer chatos of a nasi, that is a different carbon, it's a carbon yachid. It says v'samach yado al rosh ha-seir, which is perfectly fine. It's a carbon yachid. It makes a lot of sense that you're going to have smicha in such a case. But we learn from the fact that it says al rosh ha-seir and not just al rosho, and we know we're talking about a seir. It already said behavius carbon seirizim, so we know we're talking about a seir. But it says al rosh ha-seir. That's l'rabu seir nachshon l'smicha. That tells me that the seir that nachshon ben Aminadav and lav dafka nachshon ben Aminadav, all of the nasiim brought, nachshon was just the first, that all the nasiim brought at the Chanukah Samizbeach Mizbeach, that gets smicha as well. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. That is Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Shimon says, no, that's not what I learned from the Pasuk of Seir Nasi. L'rabbel Siri Avodz Kochavim L'smicha. What I learned from the Seir Nasi is that Siri Avodz Kochavim also need to get smicha. Shai Rabbi Shimon Omer, Kol Chatas Shenichmas Dam L'fnim. Because Rabbi Shimon formulated a rule that any Chatas where the Dam goes into either the Heichal or the Kodesh HaKadoshim, Heichal or further, to una smicha is going to require smicha, and therefore the Siri Avodz Kochavim is going to require smicha because it's a karban chatas where the dam is nichnas lahechal, so it's going to require require smicha, and that's the makar for Siri Avodz Kochavim requiring smicha according to Rabbi Shimon. Once I know that it requires smicha and there's some sort of miut, what's the miut for? The miut is to tell me that the smicha is not being done by kohanim. It's being done by Zakenim, that's all. Salamali the Memra Shahaya. Now, why does the Brisa have to add Shahaya Rabbi Shimon Omer Kol Chatas Shenichnas Dam L'fnim Tuna Smicha? We already learned from Psukim that Siri Avodz Kochavim requires Smicha. So says Gemara, Simon Abi Alma. That's just a simon. Again, like an asmachta, it's not really necessary. So now the Gemara says, well, let's go back and ask a question. How does Rabbi Shimon know that Dafka Siri Avodz Kochavim requires Smicha? They Masir Nasa B'fnim. Maybe the Pasuk is coming to be marbe the sir nasa b'fnim, the sir la Hashem on Yom Kippur. That's what gets smicha. It doesn't say that you do smicha on it beferish, but maybe that's what we should be marbe. So says the Gemara, it's mistaver that it's siri avodz chavim that we're coming to be marbe because dum yud the sir nasi. They're more comparable. They're more similar. The sir avodz chavim is more similar to the sir nasi. The mechaper al averos mitzvah yadua because the sir nasi is mechaper on Avera of a mitzvah that he knows about, meaning the Nasi is aware that he had done that Avera. And Siri Avodz Kochavim is also mechaper for the Tzibur on Averos that they know that they had violated. But the Siri Nasa Bifnim is not mechaper for someone who knows that he had violated Tumas Mikdash Kedashav. It just covers for someone who did that, who violated Tumas Mikdash Kedashav and still hasn't realized it, so it provides coverage until he realizes that he had done the Avera. And once he does realize he had done the Avera, then he brings a Karban al-Viorit. He has to bring his own personal Karban. So therefore, the Seir Nasa Bifnim is an entirely different type of Karban than the Seir Nasi and the Seir Avodas Kochavim. Okay, so says the Gemara now. According to Ravina, that they have a halacha l'Moshe Mitzrayim, that there are two karbanos tzibur that require smicha. Why did Rabbi Shimon need to learn from Psukim that there's smicha for Siri Avodz Kochavim? Obviously there's smicha, because otherwise you wouldn't have two smichas on the karban tzibur. Meaning, according to him, the smicha that Aaron Ubanov do on the Siri Mishleach doesn't count, so you're going to need a second one. So obviously it's going to be true that Siri Avodz Kochavim gets smicha. So why does he need to learn it from a Pasuk, meaning why do I need a pasuk to teach it to me if it's a halacha l'Moshe Mitzrayim should have clued me in? So Yisrach Chilchsav Yisrach Chray, you need both. The Imikra, if I only had the pasuk Ava Amina, Zivche Shalmi Tzibur, Ki Kasha Masnis and Dach Pirka Dekal Menachas Baos, I would have thought that Zivche Shalmi Tzibur that you bring on Shavuos together with the Shtei Alechem should require smicha like we had the Kasha back about a month ago where Amar Rabbi Shimon Shlosh Amin and Tun and Shalosh Mitzvahs, where Rabbi Shimon had identified three different karbanos that each are shayich to two of three mitzvahs. And the Gemara had asked, why don't we say that the Zivchei Shal Mitzibur that you bring on Shavuos gets smicha? After all, it should derive from a Kal V'chomer, Ma Shalma Yachid, Shem Tun Tnufa Chayim, Tun Smicha Chayim, that if Shalma Yachid, which do not get Tnufa, do require smicha, so then certainly Shal Mitzibur that do require Tnufa Chaim should all the more so require smicha. So that's why Yisrach Hilch said, that's why I need that Lech L'Moshe Misina to tell me, no. Shalmi Tzibur that you bring on Shavuos, do not get smicha. Vimi Hilch said, if I only had that Lech L'Moshe Misina, lo yadei heininu, I would not have known which carbon to identify as the carbon Tzibur that gets smicha. So Kamash Malan, Dumi Desir Nasi, Demachapra, Laveres Mitzvah Yadua. So that's why it had to tell me that it's the carbon that's similar to Sir Nasi, that's Mechapra for a known Avera. Now we move on to the rule of carbon Yachid. Kol Karbon Yachid, in smicha, b'chor ma'aser pesach. B'chor ma'aser pesach are the only korbanos yachad that don't get smicha. So Tanu Rabbanan, the word korbano appears in the parsha of korban shlamim three times, and we darshan korbano v'lo ha'b'chor, that a b'chor does not get smicha because sheyachal v'alodinu, even though the Torah never says it does, I would have said a kal v'chomer. Umashlam shein kedushas mirechem tuna smicha b'chor shekedushas mirechem enu din shton smicha, that a b'chor is kadosh mirechem all the more so should require smicha. It's more chomer than a shlamim. Tabalomar korbano v'lo ha'b'chor. Then the second korbano v'lo ma'aser. The ma'aser baby doesn't get smicha. Why would I think yes? Sheyachal v'alodinu. Umashlam shein mekatchel l'fneim l'achreim tuna smicha ma'aser shemekatchel l'fneim l'achrav. Meister has the capacity to be Mekadesh, the ninth and the 11th animal, if you mislabel them. So Tamalomar, Karbano v'lo Meister. And then Karbano v'lo Pesach, Sheach v'lo Dinu. I would have suggested a Kal v'chomer. Umashlam she'in ba'amod v'avei. A shlam in which you have no obligation to bring it to Neder or Nedava. Tunus smicha Pesach, shu ba'amod v'avei. Eino din shaton smicha. Tamalomar, Karbano v'lo Pesach. So Ikal Mifrach says, these aren't good Kal v'chomers. Ma'al shlam she'in tunin nesachim. Shlamim has a chumra over all of these. So says Mar Kray Asmachta Bialma. You're right, the pasuk is only an Asmachta. Ela Kray Lamli. So what do I do with the three times? It says Karbano, Karbanovlo, Karban Chavero. You can't do smicha on someone else's Karban. Karbanovlo, Karbanovi Chavim. You can't do smicha on a goy's Karban. And Karbanovlo, Rabbis Kalbali Karban, the smicha. That if you have a Karban with a lot of shutfim, any of them could be the ones to do the smicha. And all of them have to do the smicha, rather. And you can't have only one of them that does the smicha. Okay, but from tomorrow we'll pick up at the two dots. Have a good day.